David Church.
And that, I basically just concentrated on Rule 23.
Yes.
My submission. I've a family partnership with my brother and mother, running 850 hectares, 75% sheep, 20% cattle, and 5% deer. Basically, my submission was about the area, one as opposed to having a percentage, and that currently at the moment we have 9% of our property, which is 76 hectares in winter crop, and our average this year is 13.1 tonne. To go to a 50 hectare situation, we'd have to go to 20 tonne crops. So we could concentrate a lot more stock on a much smaller area, and that brings a whole lot of complications with weather like last night and the likes. So being a family partnership, I guess we could change our ownership structure and divide the place up and basically change it into two farms and go 50 hectares each. We've also got a number of smaller neighbours that we could probably, that don't grow as much as 50 hectares, so we could contract them to grow some for us, I suppose. There's a whole lot of other area ways around it, so just my feeling with the area as opposed to a percentage, it's probably just going to get people to make a whole lot of, you know, different ways around the problem rather than actually solving it. So really that's about all I've got to say on it.
Hi Chris, in terms of the winter grazing that you do, the 70 hectares, so that's entirely for your own stock?
It's entirely, all those stock are entirely our own. We don't do any winter grazing for anyone else.
Would you ever have more than 10% of your farm in intensive winter
grazing? No, we've never ever had more than 10%.
Yeah. And what sort of good practices do you use when you're doing that?
Obviously learned a fair bit in the last year or two, like some things like some grazing down slopes as opposed to going up and that sort of thing. So, you know, that's me having to put some troughs in. We've done a lot of riparian planting in the last few years, probably in the last 15 years, in conjunction with Mark Shadbolt and the Waiau catchment area there with Meridian. So we've done that. We've also put 9 hectares into QE2. We actually farm in Eastern Bush, so we have the only bit of bush left in Eastern Bush, so we actually put that. You know, an awful lot of Southland has bush in its name and has no bush to it, so we thought it was actually quite important that we actually.
That's good. I'll just see if we have any other questions for you, Lord.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You would rather get an expensive track by what you've said to divide the property up and work around a rule, but I take the view, I get the feeling that to go over the 50 hectares, which has been recommended, you need a consent. So what is your views on getting a consent? If it was a 10-year consent and it covered all the things that you were concerned about, it was clearly laid out.
And that is, I guess, it's just that process of having to go through doing that. I'm not totally opposed to consents. I don't think it's, you should know what you're doing when you're farming. And that, you know, if you're not planning well, you're planning well and stumbling along, so
So the other thing that has been raised over the last few days that we've been hearing is that a number have raised the good the farm management plan as being a tool that could be used instead of a consent that would require some sort of recording of setting out a plan why you chose paddocks. What's your view on that?
I'd rather do that consent process. I think if you can basically show that you're using, you know, correct grazing, you know, and doing things along those lines, it'd be better than a consent process, having to keep on, you know, going through that.
And would you be happy for, as an example, Land Sustainability or somebody from Environment South and coming out and going through that with you?
As long as the cost was within reason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, no questions, thanks, Chair.
And Morris. Just to clarify, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Church, a little bit more about your winter grazing practices. You say grazing downhill is fine. Are there any circumstances when that is a problem?
Oh, yeah, there will be the odd time and access and things like that can be a problem.
We are reasonably fortunate. We are pretty much a flat property. 90% of our property is flat, so we only have a little bit of rolling stuff. So I guess there will be circumstances where people might have an issue when they have access and other things like that. But for ourselves, it's not really a problem.
And do your paddocks go down to any streams or...?
Yeah, we do have a number of streams, and that, as I say, we've been fencing them off. We've virtually finished that process now. We've fenced some riparian plant.
What sort of buffer distance do you have between your winter grazing plant and the stream?
Actually, some of them are quite wide, because some of them have two and three rows of trees in them. We work in conjunction with Mark Sutton from Tiana. We put them together with Mark.
Okay. All right. Good. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.
No, it looks like I trust.
Okay. Right. Thanks very much for coming
in. Thank you. Yep.